the 19th of November 2021. My name is Brandy and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1429. Our topic today is winter. Do you really need it? This will help you decide.
This podcast is sponsored by Podbot Door AI.
They are also the right choice if you often travel in the snow or mountains in the cold months. Winter tires wear faster than tires in all seasons, especially in hot, dry conditions, so for best performance, it is best to use them only in winter. The general rule of thumb is that if you make sure to remove the tires after each winter and check whether the tread is worn out, winter tires can last up to 3 to 4 winters. If you live in an area that does not normally experience severe winters, you can use all-season tires. Winter tires are important for safe driving if you live in an area subject to snow, ice, sleet or freezing rain and temperatures of 40 degrees or colder. You need to make sure they have enough grip on the road or trail to prevent them from slipping on a slippery road due to rain, snow or ice. Experts say it's a good idea to wear a hat, but other body parts need to be covered to keep it from freezing. In fact, heating a car in winter can damage the engine and shorten its life. Whether you're warming up your car in the morning to go to work, or it is idling because you always thought it might warm up the engine, it's not good for that. Since you won't have to idle for a long time, you can also say that landing and simply firing will put a strain on the engine. The most important tip is not to accelerate too hard until the engine is fully warmed up. But you only get safe grip, braking and control on snow and ice with winter tires. If you live in an area with winter weather, you will need triangular mountain snowflake tires for safer driving. Since not all mountain snowflake tires have a winter compound, ask your dealer what you really need. Follow the tips below before the start of the winter season to ensure your vehicle can withstand winter road conditions. Winter colds can be dangerous if you are not prepared or prepared by following false information. Below are some misconceptions about cold and tips on how to keep warm this winter. If you want to stop exercising because you anticipate snow, icing, cold or rain, you are not alone. Research in the Journal of Sports and Health Science shows that many people use the winter weather as an excuse to stop exercising. Outdoor sports activities, including jogging outdoors in winter, are beneficial in many ways. It can also help you with some physical activities, which your doctor always recommends you to do on a regular basis. Exercise regularly. Exercise can be the last thing you want to do when you're feeling tired on dark winter evenings. Increase your aerobic activity. One of the main benefits of running in cold weather is that you are doing aerobic exercise. If you find it difficult to motivate yourself to exercise during the colder and darker months, focus on the positive. Not only will you feel more energized, but you will also be able to avoid gaining weight in the winter. Dasgupta notes that it is dark all day in winter, so you will not get the melatonin suppression you would have at other times of the year, and your body will not clearly distinguish between day and night, leading to increased urge to sleep and difficulty sleeping after you really passed out. In addition, lack of light in winter can lead to certain psychiatric disorders, such as seasonal depressive disorder. Dasgupta suggests getting more sunshine in winter. In fact, we don't need to sleep more in winter than in summer. Try to sleep about 8 hours a night, and try to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. Sleep tight. Getting enough restful sleep is essential to combat winter fatigue. The best part is, while you may want to get more sleep in the winter, it is actually more difficult to get a good night's rest. In winter, we tend to disrupt our daily routine, which can lead to health problems. The problem is that we tend to eat heavier foods in winter, which Dasgupta says can disrupt sleep. If not, we recommend that your best bike needs a diet. A heavy winter bike will be slower given the weather, road conditions and will not set any ground speed records on it. If the temperature still drops from zero to the minimum but the intermittent daily maximum reaches 50, you can continue to use winter tires. Some all-season tires sell equally well in summer and winter. All-season tires A can be used in winter A conditions, however this will not give you the maximum performance you may need in your environment. If you live in an area with very cold winter temperatures, we recommend that you
install winter tires or when storing your vehicle in winter. Winter tires use special compounds that resist hardening at low temperatures and provide better grip on ice, snow, mud and even on dry asphalt. Today's 80,000-mile tires require a tread pattern and compounds for maximum long, evenwear rather than winter grip. And while many all-season tires, including those that come standard on new cars, touring and high-performance tires, address some of these problems, they still emphasize longer wear, quieter driving or greater fuel economy, not winter cravings. They are essentially the same, but since winter tires are designed for all kinds of cold weather conditions, the term winter tires is broader than winter tires, and more accurately describes the capabilities of these road tires. Gripping wheels. But if I drive more in the mountains in the winter, I may have to think about winter tires. When I ask my friends who drive local cars, most of them choose separate winter tires for the winter months in Canada. Due to the large number of options available, the choice of tires in any season can be a little overwhelming. The tire dealer will consider your driving habits, where you travel and the typical winter conditions in your area, and provide you with the advice you need. While winter tires will be sufficient in most situations, during a heavy blizzard or in rural areas where plowing is not done regularly, chains may be required by law. Don't think of chains as a replacement for winter tires, but as a way to have them on hand when riding in the snow. Use cardboard to grip the wheels. If you're stuck in the snow and need to go somewhere, glue cardboard under the wheels to give them the traction they need to move forward.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot Door AI.